New Orleans, mm-hmm. for one. They have another one.
Oh, they do?
That we went to. Where was it? It's in Alabama. Well, anyway.
Oh, how about that? That's neat. New Orleans is in the state of
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And the capital of that state is
Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Where is St. Louis?
Missouri.
The big city in Illinois is
Chicago.
What are the big cities in Ohio?
Columbus, Cleveland.
There's another C one. The Reds are from
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. You wake up in the
morning,
mm-hmm. and this direction is something.
Towards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the words up and down in relation to travel?
I think so.
So if
El Paso, up the valley and down the valley.
Okay, sure. Yeah, right. And how about if you're going to Cloudcroft, how are you going?
I don't use up the valley. I just say we're going to New Mexico, to the mountains.
Okay. Like, how about if you're going to Albuquerque?
Well, what do you mean?
Would you say you're going up to Albuquerque?
Yeah, up to Albuquerque. Up to Cloudcroft, up to Ruidoso.
How about, would you be going down to Tucson?
No.
Okay. What would you say for Tucson?
West.
Okay. If you're traveling, you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. And this action is what?
Push.
Mm-hmm. Could you put that in the past tense for me?
Pushed.
What's the opposite of that?
Pull.
And the past tense?
Pull. Pull.
Okay.
Or pulled. I guess you.
Okay. That's great. If you wanted to visit a neighbor, you know, a short distance away, and you described that, you'd say, I only had to go
so far.
Mm-hmm. Or, but how would you describe that, so far? Does that mean
next
a short
door
distance?
Or,
how about if you had to go far away? Like, how about if you had to go to Horizon City or something, you'd say, I had to go all the way. You know,
that's not that far from us, so. Well,
how far is Horizon City from Clint?
Probably about 10.
Oh, I thought Horizon City was far away from everything.
Well, you go down the interstate. Have you driven down the interstate?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the Petro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's where you turn and go north of the freeway, and it's only about 2 or 3 miles.
Okay.
To Horizon.
Okay.
You're not thinking about Dell City.
So Clint's really farther away than I thought.
Well, it's about 23 miles from downtown.
Yeah, well, good to know. Well, anyway, a long distance, what would you say? Like, you know how you can say, like, well, I only had to go a little way or something like that?
Well, you know, we commute a lot, 2 or 3 times a day sometimes to El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 50-mile round trip,
yeah. You
might say. But, you know, we don't consider that far, 20, 25 miles. A lot of people that have to come see us at Clint, they say we had to drive all the way to Clint, but we don't consider it that way.
You're used to it.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's not very much of something, you say it is what?
Lacking.
What if it's like a commodity? It's a what commodity?
Small amount, or few, mm-hmm. or not many.
Mm-hmm. There's a saying that, like, if you're hoping somebody will help you do the dishes, for instance, and at the last minute when you're ready to do the dishes, they disappear all of a sudden, and you say, well, she made herself
scarce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do people get off the train?